On today's Coaching Coordinator Podcast, we have a segment from Lawrence First and Goal Clinic where Brian Mason, special teams coordinator at Cincinnati, talks about their special teams philosophy and concept of chaos kills. The way that they organize their special teams, really everything on their team is impacted by special teams, and it really goes into the culture of the program. That a lot of what you're going to hear, what Coach does and what Coach Fickell does with special teams, is that they're going to create that mentality. They're going to create that culture. They're even going to create language for coaching that runs through special teams and is consistent throughout their program. Coach goes into more of this and directly into their punt block scheme and the things that they do to teach that in the entire talk, which is available on CoachTube. The link is in the show notes. Listen at the end for a special offer to save on this course. Here's Coach Mason, special teams coordinator, Cincinnati.
I know that the clinic talk is to talk about punt block, which really before getting into that, I'm going to kind of explain a little bit of who we are at the University of Cincinnati from a special teams background to kind of understand some of our philosophy and some of the things that we do as a background. I'm really fortunate to have Coach Luke Fickell, who is really, really involved with special teams, which makes it everybody on the team knows it's important. Everybody on the team knows they have to have a role. Everybody on the team kind of understands how it's going to help our team win games and how it's going to help build our program. So some of the things that our guys understand is we have our own brand for special teams, and it's Chaos Kills, which is something we've kind of developed over the last 4 years. All of our guys know why it's important, why it's going to impact the game, and why it's important to improving our program. So our culture, the mentality of who we are as a special teams, is going to be our culture is going to show up on based on who we are on our special team. So the Chaos Kills brand, what we're looking to do is we're looking to create chaos in the game. So we're looking for guys that are going to play with relentless effort, that are going to run down the field for one play and be able to create some chaos, because it's just a one play. Obviously special teams are just, one play situation that we want to be able to create as much chaos and as much momentum and create explosive plays as we possibly can. Our mentality as a program, Coach Fickell's mentality for the entire program, is Clifton style. The University of Cincinnati is in Clifton, which is right in downtown Cincinnati. We kind of have a working class mentality to our program, kind of like the neighborhood that we're in. We're going to be tough. We're going to be nasty. We're going to be aggressive. So the mentality of our program is to be tough, nasty, and aggressive. We need that mentality to be embodied in our special teams. So our special teams, when we go through every different unit that we're going to have, is on kickoff, we want to bully people. We want to be aggressive. We don't want to do the same thing every single time. We don't want to always put the ball on the left hash and kick it deep left like a lot of people do. We want to be able to kick it to different places. We want to be as physical as we possibly can. In kickoff return, we don't want to call for fair catches. We want to catch the football. We want to get it vertical. We want to create explosive plays. We want to be aggressive. We don't want to sit back and do anything that's not aggressive in any of the phases, which has kind of morphed ourselves. We're no longer consider ourselves a punt return team. We're only a punt block team, which goes back to the mentality we have as a football team, and the mentality that we have carries right on over into special teams and wanting to be aggressive. So what makes up our Chaos Kills brand? The first thing Coach Fickell has in his philosophy is team together, one ever achieves more. Obviously, people didn't come to the University of Cincinnati thinking they're going to be on the kickoff team or have a role on special teams. This is the opportunity for all 10 units on the football team to come together as one so we can impact the game and change the program. Effort and attitude, obviously everybody's stressing in some way, shape or form, effort and attitude. And that's going to be a key to obviously, you know, seeing guys who care and want to have a role on special teams. Every day in fall camp and spring ball, we grade everybody's reps that they got on special teams drills, and we grade their effort and attitude. So by position, everybody every single day is getting graded plus or minus on their effort and how many reps they got that day. We're going to then motivate guys by their position group. If there's any issues, if somebody got a minus for their effort and attitude, then that position group, the leaders in that position group, will take care of it. So we're kind of providing different ways to see who can have absolutely the best effort and attitude. Those are the guys that we want to play on our special teams units on Saturdays, and we're going to kind of build that as we get going. And the last thing is program principles. The program principles for us is five techniques that we try to stress to the entire football team. And we're going to have the same communication and the same coaching points on all five of those program principles. So special teams is the opportunity we can bring everybody together on the entire team and be able to teach the top five things that Coach Fickell wants everybody to understand. First one's football position. The second one is through it, not to it, which is just saying we're going to play through the whistle. Every drill we do, every play we have, we're going to be going through it. The third one is the difference, which for us is the principles of blow delivery. So whether it's block destruction or blocking, we're going to have the exact same ways that we're teaching blow delivery and the difference, which is going to be taught every single day to start practice, and it's going to be stressed and taught in special teams. The fourth one is ball security, and the fifth one is tackling. So obviously there's a lot of guys on defense that need to learn ball security, guys on offense that need to stress it more. There's guys on offense that need to learn tackling. Special teams is the opportunity we're going to be able to teach everybody across the program the top five program principles that Coach Fickell thinks everybody needs to learn and excel at in order for us to be successful. So obviously it's a unique opportunity for us to get all these people together and us to impact the game. So when we talk about impacting the game, our guys already know we're going to create chaos and we're going to impact the game by winning the battle of field position and winning the battle for explosive plays. We have a lofty goal, and it's the first thing Coach Fickell will hit on every Sunday after a game day is, did we win the battle of field position? We want to win the battle of field position by 10 yards. Obviously, there's more to that than just the kicking game, but the kicking game has a huge impact on our ability to win the battle of field position. We want to establish a run. We want to stop the run. We want to win the battle of field position. Those are the ways that we're going to impact the game, and we're going to be tough, nasty, and aggressive as we play people in doing it. In addition to winning the battle field position by 10 yards, we want to, in special teams, win the explosive play margin by plus two. So just the same way that people track turnover margin, we're going to track explosive plays. There's a number of different ways that we're going to track explosive plays. Explosive plays for us is anytime you get a tackle inside the 20 on kickoff, anytime you have a 30-yard or more kickoff return, a 20-yard or more punt return or a blocked punt or a fake punt or stopping a fake punt or blocking a field goal, anytime you can down a punt inside the 10-yard line, anytime you can get a net punt of over 60 yards, all those different things are explosive plays that we're going to chart. We want to be plus two over our opponent in that. The other things that we're going to chart and stress to our guys for weekly objectives, I just have right up there. We obviously don't want any penalties. We want a 45-yard net punt every single game. We want to affect our opponent's net punt, which is kind of what I'm going to talk about with our punt block philosophy. Our way of studying or doing that is we want our opponent to punt 2 yards worse net punt than what they normally do. So if you're normally a 40-yard net punt team, we're going to make you be 38. We want to affect your punter as much as we possibly can. That could be off of forcing him to punt and shank a punt, or it could be in return yardage, could be in blocking a punt. There's obviously a lot of ways that we can affect the opponent's net punt. And then we're going to chart and have different objectives based on who we're playing for the kickoff or kickoff return starting field position. Those are kind of the ways that we're trying to emphasize special teams. There's a lot of ways that we'll provide motivations and different incentives that guys can earn rewards, jersey numbers, gear, food, a lot of different things that they want. We can try to help motivate them to try and push, but they're going to understand that we can impact the game through field position and explosive plays. And they're going to understand, hey, why is it important? Because it's going to help our program get to where it wants to be. The core values and the philosophy and the mentality that Coach Fickell is going to stress with a team has to show up on special teams. The first thing he's going to do every single week as we go to play an opponent is he's going to show the opening kickoff to see what kind of team they are. And he's going to talk about how many starters do they play on their special teams units. All of our starters have to be on at least one special teams unit. It's going to help, obviously, us impact the game. It's going to help their development as a football player. It's going to help them and their ability to be able to try to play at the next level. And it's going to give us an advantage within the game. So we want our best players to be on the special teams units for them to understand why it's important for them to have a role on the special teams unit. You know, special teams is going to start every single game. It's going to set the tone for a game on that kickoff rep. It's also going to start the day for us. We're always going to start with a special teams meeting. So it's going to start the tone for all of our meetings. We're always going to start period one of practice with special teams. It's usually going to be punt. It's going to set the tone for practice. So special teams is going to set the tone for the game. It's going to set the tone for our program. And our guys are going to know that. And we're going to be juiced up and ready to go to start the day the right way. Obviously, through teaching the program principles and teaching fundamentals, it's going to lead to better player development. Everybody obviously stresses on that when you talk about special teams. And guys need to be able to do that and show that to be able to play at the next level. And we're going to have consistent terminology. So everybody, our coaching staff is going to meet as a staff, so we know, hey, this is exactly how we're going to teach ball security. Everybody's going to speak the exact same lingo, and we're going to start and do that within special teams. So that's why it's really important. That kind of gives you an idea of who we are. We're going to be an aggressive team. You know, our head coach is a defensive coach, So, and we're kind of an aggressive blitzing defense. So as we've kind of morphed our pump block team, we've kind of morphed it into being like an aggressive defense would be on third down.
As we close in on the beginning of the season and camp, it's time to think about your special teams and how you're going to organize that and how it fits into your culture. And this course gives you some outstanding ideas as well as an aggressive punt block scheme that can affect the game. In this podcast, Coach mentioned Coach Fickell and Clifton style. I'm going to link a previous podcast that we have with Coach Fickell talking about their culture and Clifton style, as well as the difference, a technique which Coach Fickell brought over from Ohio State. And we have one of the coaches who was part of implementing the difference at Ohio State, Coach Schlegel, who's now with Coach Meyer at Jacksonville. Check for that in the show notes as well. Enter the code podcast chaos to save. The link for that one and the code is in the show notes as well. Save 50% on Coach Mason's course. I'll also list our entire special teams lineup and library. We have that in a playlist. You can find that link in show notes as well. Follow all we're doing at coachingcoordinator.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach K. Grabowski.